From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Labor Department says there was a net loss of 131,000 jobs last month, mainly as a result of Census Bureau workers finishing their temporary jobs. And June's job loss number was revised sharply downward. Private employers added 71,000 jobs last month. And economist David Weiss with Standard & Poor's says the numbers paint a mixed picture.
I think if there's an encouraging point, manufacturing did a little better than we expected. That was up 36,000, which is certainly good news. The other number that we tend to watch fairly closely is temporary services, because that's often a leading indicator. That was actually down a little bit in the month, which is a little bit disturbing.
The unemployment rate held steady at 9.5%. The cement pumped into the top of BP's oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is hardening, but already the government's point man on the oil spill says he's confident there will be no more leaks from the well. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports BP will next seal the well at a point below the sea floor.
Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says this is not the end, but does provide assurance that no more oil is leaking into the environment. It's the first time the oil has been pushed back to its underground source since the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded and killed 11 workers more than 3 months ago. Allen says he won't declare the well dead until a relief well is complete later this month. While the current static kill cements the well from the top, the relief well will be used to kill it from deep below the ocean floor. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Buddhist monks playing drums during a ceremony honoring the victims of the U.S. atomic bomb dropped on the Japanese city of Hiroshima 65 years ago today. Lucy Kraft reports for the first time ever a U.S. diplomat attended the ceremony.
For 65 years, a moment of silence, and then the sounding of a bell in Hiroshima's Peace Memorial Park has become the ritual for paying respects to victims of the atomic bombing in 1945. But this year, calls for the total elimination of nuclear weapons by 2020 were bolstered by the first-time presence of a U.S. official, American Ambassador John Roos. In all, a record 74 countries paid their respects this year, along with Ban Ki-moon, the first appearance here by a U.N. Secretary General. Hiroshima Mayor Tadatoshi Akiba, an A-bomb survivor and leading anti-nukes activist, said it's time for Japan to take the lead in nuclear disarmament. For NPR News, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
The Pentagon is demanding the return of tens of thousands of classified documents from the group WikiLeaks. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell calling on the group to, in his words, do the right thing and relinquish the documents.
If doing the right thing is not good enough for them, then we will figure out what other alternatives we have to compel them to do the right thing.
This is NPR News. Stormy weather is compounding the problems in Pakistan, where relief groups are struggling to get emergency food and medical supplies to people who've been displaced by widespread flooding. The weather has forced the grounding of U.S. military helicopters that have been helping transport supplies to areas where roads are submerged. Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari has been meeting with Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron today in London, a meeting that followed Cameron's accusation that Pakistan is exporting terrorism. But as Larry Miller reports from London, the two leaders exchanged smiles and handshakes at the conclusion of their talks today.
While neither Zardari nor Cameron referred to their disagreement over Pakistan's approach to terrorism, the British leader says security is an area where there is a common objective.
Whether it is keeping troops safe in Afghanistan or keeping people safe on the streets of Britain, that is a real priority for my government and somewhere where, with Pakistan, we are going to work together in this enhanced strategic partnership.
Zardari is being strongly criticized at home for being abroad as Pakistan struggles with mass flooding and its aftermath. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Results from a high-spending congressional primary in the state of Tennessee show Democratic Congressman Stephen Cohen easily turning back a challenge from a longtime former mayor of the city of Memphis, Willie Herenton. Herenton called on voters to choose him because he's black. In the GOP primary, farmer and gospel singer Steve Fincher was the winner. Mary Jeffries says she voted for him.
I know gospel singers. And there's some stinkers in the bunch. Steve Fincher ain't one.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support.